Spirit from God. Amen. I'm so happy today to come to your church. It's the first visit to San Cyril Church. I didn't get a chance to come and get your Abuna's blessing and the church blessing while I was serving here as a priest, and then after this new responsibility and the new mission. So it's a great pleasure for me tonight to come and get the blessing of Abuna Bishoy. I know Abuna Bishoy a long time ago, around 30 years, if he remembers or not. Since he came to Egypt before his priesthood, I was a consecrator deacon in the Bishopric of Public Ecumenical and Social Services in Cairo. And he came to my office, and then we went to St. Mark Shrine under the cathedral together. And he explained to me something about the Coptic calendar, I remember. And then I was wondering about his knowledge in the Coptic church. And I was so happy to see him. And afterwards, I found that he became a priest. So I was expecting that when I met him in Cairo first time. And after that, we had a very close, we didn't meet often, but I feel close to Abuna Bishoy many times when we meet in the clergy meeting and we chat together in the phone, or we meet and talk. It's a great blessing for you to have such a priest as a shepherd and pastor for your church like Abuna Bishoy. I like your church. It gives me an impression that I'm getting, I walk into the monastery in Egypt or small chapel, like we take off our shoes outside and enter. And by the way, this is a very traditional and very old tradition, custom in the churches in Egypt. Because in the old days, we used to consecrate every part of the church by the holy oil. The columns of the church, the walls, the icons, and everywhere. So we find that we surrounded by a holy place. That's why we take off our shoes outside. And it's a symbol that you take off the world desires and everything outside when you come inside the church. Today is the first Sunday of the month of Baba. Baba, it's or Babi, or Abi in Pharaonic in language. It was the god of plants. And during that time of the year in Egypt, they cultivate or they see the green fields. And you know that many of the months has a theme in the Pharaonic life. And when the Christianity came to the land of Egypt, they took this tradition and they make it more spirituality. And they add a spiritual life to the meaning of the months. So Baba, it's they said that also it is the beginning of a change of seasons, because now we getting in Egypt into the winter, like here, like the weather here. So so that's also each month, each Coptic of months had a theme in the church readings. So the theme, like last month, was Atut. Tut, it's the first month in the Coptic calendar. Baba is the second month in the Coptic calendar. So this month we find the four gospels of the readings of the month of Baba going about the man and God. And the God, the Savior, Jesus, who came to save us. So we find tomorrow we will read the paralytic, the one their friends brought him up from the roof of the house before our Lord Jesus Christ. So tomorrow the church wants to learn us a lesson that God, the Savior, you come to him with your sickness in the house, which is the church, but you go outside healing. You got healing from outside. When you come before him inside the church and with your sin, so you go out forgiven your sins because you came before him. So the reading tomorrow is about the paralytic man whose friends brought him before Christ. The second Sunday, it is the reading about St. Peter when our Lord Jesus Christ went into his boat, and then he did not fish. They spent all night without catch any fishing. So our Lord Jesus Christ asked him to throw the net, and then he got this a lot of fish after just a one word from our Lord Jesus Christ. So as God takes care of our spiritual life, he takes care about daily life, your work. He cared about St. Peter because he spent the whole day without catching anything. So as he takes care, because we sometimes have this thought that God, always we talk about spiritual life, go away from the sin, don't imitate the world, don't that, and we don't talk about the work. You have to be a success person in your work. You have to be to achieve something. You have to be witness for Christ through your work in the society you work in. So the Gospel of the second Sunday, it stress on this point that our Lord Jesus Christ went into the boat of St. Peter and he was caring about his work. Even after this miracle, he will call him to follow him as a disciple. But as still, he was caring to show, to see his fruits of the work. The third Sunday of Baba will talk about driving out demons from men. So our Lord Jesus Christ will heal the lame and deaf person. They brought him to him, and then he drove out the demons from him. He said that God has authority over the demons and devil. The last Sunday, which is raising the son of Nain, the widow of Nain, our Lord Jesus Christ was walking with his disciples towards the city, a small city of Nain, and then he found the funeral came out of the city at the gate. That, as Saint Cyril said, that our Lord Jesus Christ preceded the life group. He met with the death on the gate of the city, and he touched the coffin, and he asked the son to raise up, but he touched it because his hand has the life. He's a living hand. So this life, a mere order of this, just to touch it, because in Lazarus he did not touch him, but in the Old Testament, according to the Jews tradition, when you touch any dead person, it's a kind of defilement. You defile. But he wants to change this. I am here because I am the living God. I am here. I am the God of life. So he touched the coffin. But today I just want to focus on something very important, that the miracles of our Lord Jesus Christ testify to him. The four Gospels of the month of Baba shows us that the four Gospels shows that the readings going around four miracles. So the miracles of our Lord Jesus Christ testify to him. It is sufficient to quote the words of Saint John the Apostle at the conclusion of his gospel. Saint John said that, and truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. So this is like a small things mentioned about our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Luke, the evangelist, says, now when the sun was setting, all those who had anyone sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. So here, miracles will work it collectively, for we cannot count the people. Sick people, paralytic, whatever the disease, but this is here to show that it is not only the miracles mentioned in details, but many other miracles performed by our Lord Jesus Christ. He performed that, did not mention one by one. He said that if you collect all the books, is not sufficient. One of the fathers of the church, he said that, you imagine that this is a little things written in the gospel. But you imagine that our Lord Jesus Christ was living with his disciples for 3 years, walking, eating, living with them. If you live for with someone and very close to him for 2 years or 3 years, you already got an about his life. How does he speak? How does he work? How does he? And imagine that our Lord Jesus Christ spent, like I say, that our Lord Jesus Christ took his disciples like a prep servant class for 3 years. Every day they sleep, they wake up with him, walking with him, doing that with him. In the Gospel of tonight, the evening, the Vesper, it's telling us about the feeding the multitude, according to Matthew. And it says that they all ate. In the beginning of the miracle, he asked them, it was evening, and the disciples came to him saying, this is deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitude away. This is the imagine of the disciples in this miracle. Okay, let the people to go out to eat. But our Lord Jesus Christ said to them, give them something to eat. You give them something. And it's something, you imagine that it's not only one or two. They were 5,000. So I think that is it a series to feed 5,000 people? Imagine that in your home, in your wife said that we have guests today, and how many guests? 1,000. Can you give them food? Or your husband came to you, oh, I have a very important people. How many, 2 or 3? No, 2,000. How can we give food to all this? This has happened to our Lord Jesus Christ with his disciples in this. He wants to see them what they're going to do, because these disciples will be in charge of the preaching of the gospel to the end of the world. So he wants to listen for them. This is one reason. And the second reason is to see that they have nothing to do. As I am a human, I have nothing before God to do. You know that I am a very limited in mind, limited in work, limited in everything. But I am with you. If I give you, and then one of the disciples jumped out, okay, and then he said, okay, we have a guy here has a lunch box with 2 loaves and 5 fish. I don't know why his mom gave him this number. And is not one of the father, he saw that it's too much for a kid to have this lunch. But God prepared that for a purpose. Nothing happened in our life haphazard like that. But God has a plan for us in our life. So his mom sent him with this, might say that, okay, he will have 2 meals in one day, lunch and dinner. So he can take 2 loaves and 1 fish in the lunch at lunchtime, and then in the dinner time he takes the rest. Anyway, I imagine that this one of the disciples came and looked to the lunch box on the hand of this guy, a little kid. I said to him, can I take your lunch? But what it was amazing in this miracle did not say that the boy didn't say a word. He offered what he had. He offered what he had. And the second issue did not mention about the name of the boy. And this has happened many times in the gospel. Like the woman was bleeding and got healed, did not know about it. The one, she came and with a flask, alabaster, fragrant oil, and then she poured that. We didn't know her name. It doesn't matter about your name, but it matters in before God, you, what you are doing. It doesn't matter about how much you work or how much you serve or how much, but how much love in the work you do. How is your motivation when you offer something to God? This is the main thing in the story. So this kid, he offered something very little. And the disciple took that and put it in hand of Christ. Between hand of Christ, the two fish and five loaves fit multitudes, 5,000. But our Lord Jesus Christ, he asked them, okay, I need you to collect the remained, the fragments that remained. First, to know, in the other feeding the multitude, there is another one which our Lord Jesus Christ feed 7,000. Here, according to the tradition of Jews, I'm sorry, men and women, it's uncountable. They don't count the men and women. This is the tradition. So that's why they mention the number of men only. That's some of the commentaries on this miracle. It says that because it's they consider that's in unmatured the kids, so there is no count of that. But God wants the matured person who can offer something to think about. But anyway, that's the fragments our Lord Jesus Christ was caring about to know, to teach us the discipline in our life, very, very important. Also to teach us that there is a miracle happened. There is a miracle performed. Because the little they give it to Christ, to our Lord in his hand, they collected 12 baskets. 12 baskets. Our Lord Jesus, how many disciples were, was our Lord Jesus Christ? How many disciples of our Lord? How many? 12. So he wants to tell them, you came to me and ask, let the people go. I let each one of you to go back with one basket. So what matter you put in hand of Christ, it will be much. Don't say that I'm very limited, I cannot serve. Don't say that I don't have anything to offer. You have something to offer to Christ. Nobody has no talents at all. You have a talent. You are a talented person. You have to offer something to Christ. Even if you, in your vision, in your sight, it is a little, but in front at the sight of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to be a much. Our Lord Jesus Christ does not take by quantity, but he is talking about how much love behind this quantity. And this is important. You might have a huge service doing that and east, west and something, but our Lord Jesus Christ, by the end of the day, he said, you saw me naked and you give me clothes. You saw me hungry and you give me food. You saw me athirst and you give me drink and so on. So those people, they will say, when this happened? He said that when you saw a little brethren, they are in need and you give it to me. And this is the measurement of giving. Giving by love. And this is very important. You give by love. Don't think that you are limited. Don't think that you cannot do this, you cannot do that. No, try. Don't say that you are a little. Don't say excuses. You know Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus, 2 weeks ago, to Sundays, with the reading of Zacchaeus, He did not plead the excuses that he was little in stature, so he did not say to himself, I can't see Christ. He's so crowded around him. How come I go? But he found a sycamore tree, and then he climbed up and go in front of the people. What's this guy doing? It's funny, an old man, and then he's climbing up to the sycamore. Might be it's dangerous in his age to climb up to the sycamore tree. But he did not say all these excuses. He wanted one thing, to see Christ. When he see Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ went toward the sycamore tree and said, because sycamore tree was an example of the wood of the cross. It's an example of the wood of the cross. The cross. Zacchaeus was on the cross, and our Lord Jesus Christ wants to save him, so we walk towards the sycamore tree to say to him, I'm going to save you, and I'm going to save anyone who is seeking for me. In your image, Zacchaeus. That's why he heard that voice, joyful voice, come down, I have to stay in your house today. So don't put an excuses for yourself. Just go behind our Lord, just seek for him, look for him. It's a simple thing. Pray, come to the church, open your Bible, do some a little work in service in the church or outside. Be a witness for Christ in the world. By this way, you will be a witness for him. You will be satisfied, testify for him in the world. And the two night readings of the gospel according to Matthew about the multitude feeding the multitude. So he sent his disciples to discipline them because they gonna take this responsibility or charge. He said to them, let them sit down and feed them, because our fathers, forefathers, the disciples, they went all over the world, preached the gospel to the world. And by this way, he gave them the authority to teach the people, to feed the people by a spiritual life. May the blessing of this gospel and this miracle of feeding the multitude, and may the blessing of the Vesper of Sunday be with us, and glory be to God now and forever. Amen.
We wish to thank you, saying that you don't know.